Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host. I am Dr. Bessie, sitting here with mothers and daughters around the world. And thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Another Saturday morning, good opportunity to share the word of the Lord. Absolutely wonderful. Doing two or three things here this morning, trying to make it all happen. Get to my switchboard. Let's see here where we are. Where are we? Here we go. Oh, my goodness. Saturday mornings. I tell you, I make you all laugh. I woke up on Thursday morning, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to write this article, and I got to get on the radio, and alarm went off, and I was just running around in my mind. My intro conversations were going crazy. And I was thinking it was Saturday morning. And I thought, oh, my God, I got to get up. I got to get ready. And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit said to me, look at your phone. Because I was trying to figure out, what day is it? And then when I, you know, click on my phone, and it said Thursday, April the 4th, I was like, are you serious, Bessie? I was blown away. 2 days ahead of time, we have had such a interesting and highly impact weekend from last weekend and traveling. And it, I don't know, it just caught up with me. And all of a sudden, I was 2 days ahead of myself. But here we are. It is Saturday morning, and I am sitting here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. But let me go here and check on my guest, my co-host, Cynthia Oliver. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Fletcher. How are you? Good morning, audience.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain at all.
Absolutely.
How are you today?
So I'm good. I'm good. Always listening,
okay.
and always listening, like you said, to the Holy Spirit, and just I'm good. I'll share some things with you a little bit later, but right now I'm good. In Jesus' name, all is well.
All right, all right. Let's see, Deborah's here with us, special co-host. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, Miss Deborah.
All is well. I am sitting here. I'm saying, what happened last week to the show? Duh. We was together, so what happened was.
Yeah, I was just, yeah, because I got this routine thing, you know, I get up a certain time, take a shower, and then I'm saying, you know, what happened last week? I'm like, what the deal?
I'm telling you, the most frightening thing, in a way, was Thursday when I was just like, okay, I got to get up, get on the radio. I was just rushing around. And then it dawned on me, Thursday, after I looked at my phone, I said, thank God for the Holy Spirit. So just look at your phone. Look at the phone that said Thursday. And I'm thinking, Thursday, April the 4th?
Mm.
A lot of stuff going down. But I just want to say thank you, ladies, for last weekend. But before we get into that this morning, Cynthia, why don't you give us the prayer?
Yes, ma'am. Dear Father, we come before you just thanking you. You are worthy to be praised for every day that you allow us. Thank you for normal body functions, whatever that means to anybody who's listening. And so, Father God, we just thank you because we all have our norms. That's why I'm saying that. We all have our norms as we go about our lives because we were all born differently. Some have mental challenges, and so their norm is not a norm that we would experience. So, Father God, I just say thank you. I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to pour into the lives of other mothers and daughters. I thank you for Dr. Fletcher, our fearless leader, as she continues to stay on the path of doing the call. And thank you that we're willing to walk alongside of her. You send us out two by two, and then you give us others that's part of this ministry. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you for Deborah. We thank you for our guests from last week, Maria and Cynthia and the mayor's wife, Miss Ortiz. We just thank you, Father God, that we had such a great impact on the lives of those that you've called us to serve. We thank you, Father God, they're still talking about it and they're excited about change and they know that they can change if they choose to serve you and follow you. And so, Father God, we just say thank you. We thank you for such an awesome call on our lives. And, Father God, we know that it is you that has put it in our heart and spirits to have the compassion and love and to do what we do the way we do it. Father God, we thank you for the gifts that each one of us have, that we have different gifts, but we're using them for your good, and it all comes together. And so, Father God, I just say thank you. I thank you, Father God, that you continue to pour into us so we can pour into them. And with that, Father God, I pray that something will be said today that will change the lives of someone. This is only the beginning, that it is a continual journey. And so, Father God, I pray that at that level that something will be said, that somebody's lives will be changed forever. And with that, I say amen. Thank you, Father God, for your presence.
Amen.
Yes, it was such a wonderful weekend last weekend. It was packed. It was a full packed weekend. Thursday we had the workshop for all of the women at the Work Release Center. Cynthia came in, did a wonderful job, and it was absolutely I could see motivational for the women that was there, because when you have someone that's been on the same type of journey that you on and have walked through the storms and walk into the light, you can beam from that. And so I saw that last week. I saw where a bondage happened in that group. There was a division and something happened, and just when we called them on their stuff, at least that's what I did, I called them on their stuff. How are you going to sit here with looking at somebody with a log in your eye, you know, and you're in the same boat and y'all all sitting in the same room, in the same chair, in the same environment, but then you can look down on someone else? And just from calling them on that, this young lady said to me later, she said, I don't know what happened. I mean, she said, I saw when you and Professor Oliver stood up for me. And she said, it changed. It changed the whole dynamics in this place. She said, now people are speaking to me. They're actually being nice to me. And my whole world changed in this place. And we saw her change. So, you know, if nothing else happened from that workshop, the life
of I know one person changed, but I could see it changing in most of all of the women. And the reason I say that, because when we were there on Friday, I had a different feel than I had prior to, because we were all, when we go, instead of dealing with all the women like we usually do in the past, we are dealing with the students from the Bible College. And so you get to know those students, and maybe one or two people you speak to as you pass. But to have them all in the room and have them have a feel and connect, I'm telling you, on Friday, everybody's like, hello, good morning, Professor Fletcher. Good morning, Professor Fletcher. Good morning. How you doing, Dr. Fletcher? And, you know, it just felt like we all knew each other, and I thought, this is what we need, because they don't know us. And then when we come in, the whole body used to know us when we walk on that campus. Everybody knew who we were, and they knew we were there for some type of good. And so that in itself was an introduction for us, introduction for Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, introduction to Mother and Daughter Bible College, our purpose, what do we do, and our service to God. Somehow or another, I'm getting the feedback. So it was just absolutely a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to have that happen on Thursday. Then Friday we had classes. And with the classes, it was an awesome day. I don't know. Do y'all have your thing on speaker? Somebody have it on speaker? It's a sound bite coming back.
My headset. I just had to turn off my headset.
Okay. And so on Friday, excuse me, audience. On Friday, it gave a good feel. The students were feeling good. They could see the shift in the mindset of the women there at the center. And then Saturday was the icing on the cake, where the ladies came in, even though we only had the ladies that was in the class, but we had community people that came in. And it wasn't just for the ladies that's from the center. It also fed into the women that came. We all was blessed. I was blessed. I learned so much. Ms. Horton, the mayor's wife, was blessed. She actually got an aha moment herself. She said, this is why I was supposed to be here. She showed a couple of things. She met two people that she wanted to engage with to grow, because she saw something for herself and she saw something for her son. And different ones was just talking about what they learned. And it was just an absolutely, that was the icing with the caramel on the cake. And Deborah, I just want to say thank you. Your speech was just outstanding. It not only did it healed a lot of the women, because they looked at you and they say to me, you know, I can do it. I can do it. And then we had Linda, our graduate, and Linda came in there talking, and they just, you know, that sealed the school. So they saw a lot of dynamics, and then the vision board. And me talking about how to create their dreams from the dream recipe, it was just a recipe made from heaven. Now, that's just my own look. That's my selfish and loving description of it. I wouldn't change one thing from last week. It was absolutely beautiful. And, Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to serve you and to touch the women that you put us in front of. That's my take on that. All right, Deborah, did you have something you want to say about last week, or?
I'm just listening to you, and I just say, Lord, I thank you, because without God, where would I be? I just thank God. He's worthy, you know.
Amen.
He's worthy to be praised. That's it.
Yes, he is.
God is good. God is good. God is good. He'll take your ugly story and use it for his glory. And I heard somebody say something last night. I was listening to a young girl I used to minister to in the prison. And since then, she's came home after doing about 27 years from the age of 15. And I had her a little first sermon on my phone. And I went back to it yesterday. And I say, oh, my God, you know, just, you know, how God works, you know. He uses mm-hmm. us and things we go through. It might not be about us. It's about when you get delivered, when he brings you through. It ain't about sitting and looking high, looking low, or looking any kind of way. It's about allowing God to use your story to bring somebody else out of the thing that he delivered you from. And so I thank God that I don't allow the spirit of shame to come upon me to tell an ugly story, because it's really about him getting the glory and doing the things he needed to do in the lives of the people that he's sending in the circle that I'm in. And so I just thank him and give him all the praise, because everything that I said, I didn't plan to say anything, didn't write anything. The folder was just a folder. There wasn't nothing in it. I said, God, you got it. You go. You do what you do. And the results is what he wanted, just what he wanted there. Everybody that was there, that was supposed to be there, that didn't get there, God had it just how he had who he wanted right there. So they can go tell the story. Amen. He just
yeah,
wanted it.
That's why I don't get it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just thank you, ladies, for always, you know, offering me the invite to come to be a part of a great thing. I just thank you. I love you both. I had an absolutely fabulous time this weekend looking at my pictures and all that. And just thank you. God bless you both. Love you both. Thank you, Lord.
Love you too.
Oh, we love you, Deborah. We love you. I just thank God that you have chosen to serve with us. And, you know, I just thank God, because it makes our life a lot easier, and it definitely adds, that joy to our heart. You can tell your story, and you can touch someone's heart and make them smile at the same time, and that's a gift. So God is just good. He has a way of making us feel good and letting us know that he loves us. So, all right, ladies.
Not
thank y'all
only
for sharing
a smile,
this morning.
You have a That's, I'm sorry, not only a smile, you have us rolling. We were cracking up in there about your story. It's the way you deliver that story, girl, that is like medicine for the soul. She is our comedian audience. She has us cracking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it takes that's our recipe. I always look at it. What ingredients do we have for this ministry? And we are a part of the ingredients that makes up our recipe. And you got to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that in order to get to it. And we're still putting in ingredients. And we're getting ready to put this cake in the oven, because we're getting ready to feed it out. And I'm excited about it. I am excited about it. It's all in God's timing, and he's working it out. I see it as we talk right now. I'm telling you. I came back this week and I was on it, putting these pieces together that God has placed in my heart and telling me to do. So, and I'll be on it this weekend. I'm in shutdown. Make sure I get them all done by Monday morning. I want to have all this stuff completed, and we're rolling. I thank you, lady. I'll be right back.
You're welcome.
Okay, audience. That was my right side and left side. We're going to keep it moving. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God. I tell you, go back and find my information. Since it is Saturday morning for real, it is Saturday morning. And again, for newcomers coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Best is here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. And as I say every Saturday morning, good news, God speaks to mothers and daughters around the world. That's his motive. That's a part of my assignment, to allow God to speak to mothers and daughters through me. We all have an assignment, and we have to do what he has assigned us to do. And then he put us all together as ingredients to make one giant recipe. And that recipe is to be baked and put together and molded and stirred with a lot of Christ and a lot of love and a lot of Holy Spirit. And, you know, and then you get it all, you put it in the hands of God, and it just bakes it up. And now you got the kingdom, you know. It might sound cozy, but that's the analogy that came up in my heart. You know, we're all a part of this thing called the recipe for the kingdom of God. And we're based on Ezekiel 16:44, which God says, as is the mother, so is her daughter. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, sitting here at the round table, and our stimulating topic this morning is the shine within a mother and daughter. Now, I'm going to tell you, like Deborah was saying earlier, there was nothing in that folder. You know, it's just amazing to me. I love it, and you would think, someone might say, well, you know, Dr. Bessie, you always say it's amazing. Yeah, because God is amazing. And I would never not say that. It's amazing to me how I can lay in my bed and say, okay, Holy Spirit, without even a fear, not even worrying about what I'm going to have to talk about anywhere I go. What are we talking about this morning? And he said, and it took a while because I had to wait and get myself together and listen and make sure I understand. And then the enemy will try to play with me and act like that's not what I heard. And, you know, and I'll go right back and say, Holy Spirit, make sure I got it clear. The shine within a mother and daughter. The shine. And I was thinking, the shine within a mother and daughter. And you never know which way he's going to come with something. You think it's going to be one thing, and then he's going to come with another. So, you know, it's not news to anyone that have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, because you know that. He's always going to be in control of it if you allow him to be. So I had to just sit back and say, the shine within a mother and daughter, and let that marinate until I got up and get to my computer. So sit back, relax, get your pen and paper, your favorite drink, and let's just see what the Holy Spirit's going to say about the shine within a mother and daughter. Last week, we were at the workshops all week and conferences and the event. We even had the Butterfly Award woven in with all the events last week, and the recipient was Linda Thomas, the graduate for our 2018 graduates from Mother and Daughter Bible College. No greater person to receive that than Linda, who followed all the steps, changed her life, came out of prison, has a BA in biblical studies. Is it biblical? No, I think she's in Christian psychology, and has just, you know, gotten a job, just doing all the things, got a life right back, going on with her life as if that was a dream and a fog behind her, and being supported. Just wonderful, wonderful young lady that just, God used her to show us how this Bible college was designed and to implement and to work in somebody's life. So no better person than Linda to get the Butterfly Award. She was so excited, and we were excited for her. So week before last, we talked about live life and live it abundantly, and it was just absolutely a wonderful conversation. But this week it brings us to the shine within a mother and daughter. And so when we're talking about the shine, I just want to make sure I get. I personally believe that we are given a light that's within us. And that light shines at different levels of brightness depending on our beliefs in any given situation. You know, sometimes people might feel like that's hard to imagine. But that's if you think about it, I think it's a reality, and I'll get to that and show you what God said about it. When we said our light shine on a low beam, just sometimes it's just about to go out depending on the news. If the doctor tell you you have cancer, you could get so low. Some people call it depression. You're sitting in darkness within yourself. Your mind is closing down. You can't think. You can't organize your intro conversation. Your light is getting darker and darker and darker. And sometimes people sit into that darkness for so long till it will lead them to death. But when you are sad and that light is low, you got to know where to go. To get your light bright, it comes with an increase of excitement, an increase of faith in whatever it is that you're experiencing. You got to head forward and not go backwards or not stand still. The light shines according to the energy in which you move within. If you move on low energy, the beam is going to be low. If you're moving on high energy, the beam is going to be high. That's why I believe God said, Jesus said, by faith, Mark 11:22, my main verse. Nothing else works if this doesn't work for you. Have faith in God. God said faith moves him. So if you got faith in God and you really, really believe in God, your light is not going to go out. It's not going to go dim. It can't. Because your light is being powered by your faith in God. There's no other battery that you can use. Everywhere battery, the bunny going boom, 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 boom. You know, you see that little bunny, he's just a going, just a going, just a going. But that battery can lose power, and that bunny will go boom, 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 and it's going to stop. But you're talking about a battery that will never go dead. It will never lose its power. Now, I'm going to give you an example. When you're happy, your light beams are just bright. Oh, my God. You know, just it, one thing make you happy. You could be depressed. And I hate to use that word depressed because I really don't believe in that. Let's just say your light can be a little low and you're moving slow, but you let something happen. You let somebody, you find that you find $1,000 in your pocket that you didn't even know you had. All of a sudden you will get a beam of energy and you'll be like, what? And you're dancing around and whatever that was. 2 minutes ago or 1 minute ago, you forget about that. But you dance, oh, my God, $1,000. Where did this come from? Oh, my God, you didn't know God put it in there supernaturally. You can't figure it out, but you know I am on a high. Then you start thinking, cha-ching, cha-ching, what am I going to spend this on? Oh, thank you, God. Oh, my God, I need to pay the light bill, the rent due. Oh, God. You know, here you go, shining, shining. Another example. And this is the one that's so typically beyond the scope of the power that lies within us. Because it can be real or it can be, what's that? They used to have a commercial and you're looking in the mirror. I can't think. Is it real or is it imitation? I can't think of the word, whatever it was. But it's been years ago that commercial used to run. You couldn't tell if it was real or not. So let's look at another example of a light shining. In some cases, it's for a period of time, and it's bright. Oh, it's so bright. It's when you think that you have fallen in love. That's a bright light. You're walking around on cloud nine, and you're just glowing all over the place. You go into the workplace and you're smiling. You know, you think you try not to show it on your face, but the beam is so bright when you walk in. People say, wow. You know, your outward beam is so visible. You say, good morning. Well, look at you. You look like you had a good weekend. How would they know that if you hadn't said a word? They're picking up on that energy. They're picking up on that beam that's just glowing through, and you just want somebody to see it anyway. Because she's so excited. I'm in love. Oh, my God. He just makes me feel so good. I am on cloud nine. You can't wait to finish the day. You can't. You text them, calling, sending little emojis and just all kinds of things. And every time you get one, it just your light goes up to another level. Your beam is shining. You got more rays going out than the sun. You just really out there. Just oh, is it real or is it memory? Mothers, when your light beam in the presence beams in the presence of your daughter, it turns her light. She's beaming. She's beaming as well. And she doesn't even know why she's beaming. She just knows that you're happy and you're feeling good and she's getting some of that energy on her and she's feeling good and then everybody's running around, you know, like having a good day. But when you're having a bad day and your light is, your beam is low, then your daughter beam is low. Because then she doesn't know how to act. You're sad, your daughter. The minute you get a beam of energy and your light starts brightening up, your daughter light brighten up too because she's right beside you and she's going, wow, especially a little girl. She's looking, Mommy, what happened? You're happy. Why are you so happy? She doesn't know, but she feels it. And so everybody's jumping around and dancing and she's happy because Mommy's happy. That's why it says to let your light shine wherever you go. So when your light shines, you share the love of God from within you. And when the people around you feel that love, they don't know quite what it is. They just know it feels good to be around you. They just say, you know, every time I see you, you're smiling. Do you ever have a bad day? I mean, I don't give off negative energy to the point where I want people to feel it. I try to smile every day. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care what discussion. Even with Cynthia and I, if we have a discussion and we disagree, it's over in 2 seconds, and we move on, and we're laughing and talking, and we're going on. We go in that center and as if we don't have a care in the world. That's why people feel like, you know, they don't need nothing because we don't act needy and we don't have a dull light. Because what? The light is being powered by a force bigger than we are. And I'm going to tell you how you control your light. When you smile, mothers and daughters, when you are out, and it could be a stranger, you don't even have to know the person. You just look at them and you smile. And they what? They smile back. Most people will not smile back at you because it's out of their control. Even if they want to be mean, they got to work hard at holding that switch so it won't click on. They concentrate and hold that switch. That's a lot of work because it's an automatic thing. You could just be walking by and be the worst hate person in the world. You could walk by and smile before you know it, a smile jump on their face because it's an automatic thing that's connecting humans to each other. So your smile can trigger the light switch in someone else and cause them to beam when they think their light has gone out. And it beams back to you. You send it out. When we control the switch, we shine it whenever we want to, in and out, and whomever we want to shine it to. Because what? We want to be in the human body state. But when you get into the spiritual state, God controls your light switch. He determines your light is. And it gets brighter and brighter according to your relationship with God. You can't even do wrong when you got a relationship with God. You may trip, make a mistake, but to sit down and to plot to do wrong to somebody, to try to put their light out, to try to dim them in some way, if you have a relationship with God, there's no way in the world you can sit and plot against another human being to bring their light out. That's my belief, because the God in you will control your switch once you convert over and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Once you ask him to come and live in your heart, he's not going to live in your heart with you plotting and trying to put out somebody's lights and trying to make sure that you blind them so that they can't see where they're going or setting up a trap for them. No. He's not going to live in that house. He'll leave that body. But if you really got God in there and you really say, Lord, I surrender to you. You control my switch. Let me shine wherever I go. When I go someplace or if I get up in the morning, I would say, Lord, let your light and let your light shine. When I walk into a room, let them see you, Lord. Don't let them see me. That's that supernatural being that when I go places, people gravitate to me. And I used to wonder what that was. And the Holy Spirit had to tell me, it's the Spirit, it's me. Not your body, it's me. Because I want to say something to them. I got a word I want to say to them through you. So I got to shine my light to get their attention. So when they come and say, hi, you know, you just look familiar. I don't know, it's just it seems like I know you. Now I understand what that means. The Spirit of the Lord called them to me because he wanted to say something to them through me. So it's important to allow or to release your control of your light switch to the Holy Spirit who was sent to lead and guide us here and to tell us things that we don't know because he knows all things, to show us who we're supposed to be around, where we're supposed to go, what we're supposed to say and not say. Because what you say can actually short-circuit someone's light switch. So when you release it, release it. The enemy wants to tell you that you're in control, but you're not. You're really not. You think you are. God will allow you to play with the switches for a long time, but you're not in control of it, whether you release it to him or not. You're really not in control. He will allow you to turn it up. Now they got these little things on the light switch, not just the on and off. They got it where you can just turn the little dial and it gets light, 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 or turn it down, down, down until you get to just a little bead. But when you keep turning someone else's light down and doing it intentionally, eventually God's going to stop it. He's not going to let you control someone else's light switch. You have your own. You play with that. And I deal with that. But I'm not going to let you go and control your light switch and someone else's too and determine how bright their light is for the day. You go in and then you deliberately say something to someone that hurts their feelings. Boom, turn their lights down. Mothers, you speak to your daughters. And you speak down to them and you talk to them like they're a child of Satan instead of a child of God. Boom, turn their lights down. Daughters, you speak to your mother which God said to honor thy mother and thy father, that thy days may be long. Every time you speak to your mother, boom, her life's going down. Your days are shorter. Every time you speak to your mother disrespectfully, her life go down. Boom, you lose another day. Because he said, you honor her, your days are long. So what does that say? If you dishonor her, your days are short. So think about that. So we are to shine as light in the world. And you can look at Matthew 5:14-16. And it'll tell you. It says, It says, you are the light of the world. See, this is not something, that's why I say, when I woke up this morning, it said, the shine within a mother and daughter. I was like, the shine? I didn't get it. Until he started talking to me as I was jotting down what he was saying. I tried to jot it down, but, you know, of course, now I'm just speaking. It's already in the Bible. There's nothing that's not in the Bible. It says, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. If it's on a hill, it's up there, meaning that you are built on a hill. In essence, you stand out when you're a child of God. You say, Jesus, I represent you wherever I go. They will see you. I will allow my body to decrease and you increase so that they can see you. It says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Because if you put it under a bowl, it's going to go out. When I'm burning my candles, they come with these little lids that have like a cushion in it. And I'll set the jar and the lid on the stand. But when I'm finished, all I got to do is take that lid and put on top of that bowl, that glass bowl that contains the candle, and the light's going to go out. Because what? We killed the energy. It has no air. And that's what we do, mothers and daughters, to each other. We kill each other's energy. We don't allow each other to shine. And one of the things that I've seen over the time, when a mother is jealous of her daughter or a daughter is jealous of her mother, and I'm telling you, send them to bring them down a notch, to shut them down. Instead, they put it on the stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. Instead of putting it in the bowl, putting a bowl on top of it, they put it on a stand. And then what? Leave it there. And it gives light to everyone in the house. That means wherever you go, if you don't put a top on there, if you don't put anything, a bowl on top of your candle or something to cover it to put it out, you're going to shine in every house you go into. In the same way, let your light shine for others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify our Father in heaven. That's Matthew 5:14-16. So when the Holy Spirit was telling me about shining, you know, let mothers and daughters, let the shine of a mother and daughter. It's like the shine. That means the light. So inside of you, you've got this light. You decide if you're going to let it burn. The more you understand the word of God, the more you build your relationship with God, the brighter your light is, the more you experience the supernatural with God, meaning that, you know, you cut your hand and you saw God healed you, and the skin came back together. You had a sickness, and God healed you. You were homeless, and God gave you a home. You were going through something, and all of a sudden, you came out of it. See, that's the light of God shining through you so that you can say, I have an experience with God. I know God. I've seen him work in my life. That's your testimony. So that's your light. I have it. With my eyes, I can tell people, I saw God's hands move in my sight. I know what it's like to can barely see and barely walk and had to fight to not live in fear. Because it's a scary thing if you focus on it about losing your sight when I experienced that with my mother. And I had to stand on everything that I had and refuse. I refused to put my light out. I will shine. I will look at you, God. I will not look anywhere else. I didn't have no place else to go, and nowhere did I want to go. Because I know if it was going to be, it had to be through God. I remember when I had a hole in the bottom of my foot, and it would not go away. I didn't tell anybody. I wore my heels anyway. Couldn't hardly walk. It was so sore. I refused to get out of my heels. And, oh, you need to get out of those. No, I refuse. I refuse to do anything you say. You will not put my light out. I didn't say that then. I'm saying that now because God has given me new information. I can use that terminology. That's what he was trying to do, put my light out. But I said, God, you made this body, and I've said this since I was a little girl. I can remember saying it from a little girl. You made this body, and only you can fix it. And that's been my belief system. And if he doesn't fix it, then he wants it back. That's all I can say. So I went 3, almost 4 months, didn't tell my daughter, didn't tell him, but I said, God, you made me, and you'll fix it. And I had to hold on to my faith as I saw my feet turn black, literally turn black. Tell anybody. I put makeup on my feet so people couldn't see it because I said, God, you're going to do this. You are going to do this. And my faith in, I believe that you're going to do it. And I'm not going to have to tell somebody and then defend it every time I turn around. How's your foot doing? Is it doing all right? And I dare not go to the doctor. Because if I'd have gone to the doctor, they would have said, you know what? We're going to have to cut your toes off. We're going to have to cut your feet off. I wasn't going there for that. I'd rather go like I am back home than to go and have them cut my feet off. I had to trust God. I had to let my light shine through God. I remember one night I was sitting on the side of the bed. And, I mean, I was putting all kinds of stuff, buying stuff, banding it up and all that. And then it had a piece of meat hanging out about a half inch, just red meat. I hate to be so graphic, but that was the truth. And I said, God, I know you got me. I know you're not going to let my foot go, you know. I always tell myself, Lord, I love my legs and my feet. I know. And so I was sitting on the side of the bed, and I looked at my feet, and I looked at that hole and that piece of meat hanging out there, and I said, in the name of Jesus, by in the morning, you will close up, and you will be healed. And I'm telling you, I've been doing and saying stuff for 3 or 4 months. That particular night, I had a young man that prayed. I've never met him. I just heard him on YouTube, and I found him, and he prayed for me, and I believed in that. It just gave me a shot of energy. But I've been listening to him for a few nights, but that particular night I said it. And when I said it and pointed at it, the next morning I got up, my foot was, I mean, the hole had healed up. The skin was dried as if you could just barely see a ring where the hole was. Healed up and the meat came out and was dried up in my sock. So help me. So I know I've had an encounter with God. I can give you many, many more. All had encounters with God. And when you do that, He will beam through you. Because, see, now you know me. I brought you through some things. So I want to shine through you when you go somewhere, Bessie. I don't want you to go somewhere and act like you don't know who I am. You're going to put my light out? Are you really going to put my light out? After all we've been through? Have faith in God. That's when we can share and introduce people to Christ. Because we got this personal relationship. We've seen his hand. We've seen his light shine through us. We feel that beam whenever we get up in the morning when we walk through the day. That's how we win souls for the kingdom. Think about it. Tell somebody what God has done for you. That's how you're going to get them. They believe what you have experienced. Good morning, Cynthia.
Yes, ma'am.
Went over.
Wow.
It took me over.
It's okay. It is what it is. And when the Holy Spirit, sometimes we just have to let the Holy Spirit have his way. You know, I you mentioned so many things that a mother teaches her child, and that's the way the light that's the way their light shines for themselves and each other, and that's how people see the light in them. And I borrowed a couple of points that a mother is responsible for in order that her daughter light can shine. And there is a connection that you see in a mother's and daughter relationship on a deeper level when the mother has taught her daughter to shine. When the mother blesses her daughter as opposed to cursing her, as you made point, it unlocks that child's heightened potential and gifts. When a mother is the role model and a good character and teaches hard work, that's the golden rule that you talked about. So whatever you wishes for others, you also wishes for yourself. And so a mother teaches her daughter to have great thoughts when it comes to other people and wanting other people to have the best. And when a mother and daughter can shine, that's the best relationship. And so they want that for other mothers and daughters. A mother teaches her child to identify and align, and when a mother's involved and engaged in her daughter's life, she knows and she aligns the circle of influence. She is the circle of influence for her daughter. And she teaches her to watch out for bad character in other people, so she, not to put them down, but to be careful. Watch out. And also a mother and daughter, a mother teaches her daughter to reflect and always have good gratitude, intentional gratitude. And she also helps her identify her worthiness when she is shining herself, because a child does what she sees. And if she does not see her mother with all of these great qualities, then you won't see it in their relationship, and you won't see it in their lives. And very short and to the point, you mentioned so many things, the sickness and how you have faith in God. I can only go back to an audience. If you've been listening for years, you know my son was diagnosed with cancer. And because I have taught my son to trust, to have faith in God, he was able to shine throughout the entire 2 years of going through cancer. He went to work every day for the first year before they stopped him from working, was able to pour into other children's lives. And I remember the time when my son came to me and asked me, he said, "Mom, do you think I'm going to be okay?" And I was like, "Son, it's not for me to say if you're going to be okay. God promised to heal you, but we don't know if he's going to heal you on this side or the other side." But you think that darkened his light? No, it didn't. He went on to be healed because he put his faith in God. And I'll never forget this. There was days and I would be overly concerned. And he said, "Mom, when you and Jazz," who was his girlfriend at the time, now his wife, he said, "when y'all don't know what to do, follow me, because I will not fear, because I've taught my son to have faith in God." And we have that shine between our relationship, just like a mother and daughter has their shine, like you and Angie have your shine. All because I have taught him the word of God to have faith in God. Thank you for allowing me to share.
That is so powerful. And, of course, I witnessed that, too. And I used to keep a lot of times as an example. You never know. His light really represents the shine of God and what God will do if you just let him shine through you and keep walking. He'll walk you through it. Let me get to Deborah. Thank you for sharing. This is, as always, this is such a good topic. I'm going to keep you live, Cynthia. Deborah?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm here. Ooh. Can you hear me?
We're talking about the shine this morning. And you can go ahead and keep going. We can go over the minutes. You know, it is not going to cut us off, but go ahead.
I tell you, I was just, you know, like when I spoke earlier talking about, you know, sharing your story to give somebody, you know, hope about there is a overcoming stage. There is a coming out stage, you know. And just like Cynthia was saying, mothers teaching their daughters, you know, how to be grateful and how to, you know, live in the world and how they have to allow, you know, the mother's
experience. You're going in and out a little bit, Deborah.
Okay, hold on.
Come into, yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I want the audience to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I was just saying that, you know, just echoing on what Cynthia was saying about the mother teaching the daughter how to be, you know, vigilant and you know, in the world and, you know, from the mother experience, she shares with the daughter how to overcome some things or how to even bypass dealing with some things. And it's about, you know, teaching them so they can be successful, so they can shine, and so they can tell somebody else how they overcame, how they shine so bright. Because you see sometimes, you see mothers and daughters in the store, you see them so like, you know, like in tune and in unity and in spirit, and you're like, oh, I wish me and my daughter, not me, but people, I wish me and my daughter had a relationship like that. So that's the thing is when you see the shine with other people, you know, God wants us to share that to other people because even for me, not having that relationship early on and seeing people, like when they used to come to the prison and visit and stuff, and I used to see that they had that bond, and I used to be like, you know, it take me back to, you know, when the separation came. But the whole point of what I'm trying to say is when we've been blessed, the relationship with our family, with our daughters, with our kids, God is saying, now you got to tell somebody else how to do it. How have you overcame those obstacles? Because I believe most mothers and daughters have those moments where the daughter want to go one way because she want to find out what the world is about. And the mother saying, no, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm telling you. And I believe that if we give a little more information, be a little more transparent, a little more genuine with, I've been there, and just expose yourself. I've been there. Because some, like even my sister, there's some things that she won't tell her daughter. And but it's about, you know, just don't do it. Just break it all down. Tell the ugly story. Tell the ugly story to your daughter so that you may win her over. You know? Tell her how you got pregnant out of wedlock. Tell her how you picked up something you can't get rid of. Tell her how you was an abusive. Tell her how you know, how you went to jail, whatever you did that was so bad that you don't want to tell. You gotta, you know, share those things, and so that will help them bring the bond in and become more unified and more on one level and more loving, because there's a disconnect with a lot of mothers and daughters because the mothers just want to rule. I tell you, you do what I say. You don't do what I do. You do what I say. And so the daughter's saying, well, you know, I'm in a world where there's a whole lot of this going on and I need to know how to deal with it. Just don't do what you say. Why not? What's the results? What happens? What's wrong with it? I don't see any harm. We need to tell the harm, in other words. Tell the harm.
Right.
Tell the story.
Right.
Tell what happened.
Yeah.
You know, in a timely fashion. There's a time for everything. And Ecclesiastes talks about it. There's a time for everything. And so I just believe that you know, once we arrive, it's our responsibility to bless and teach somebody else. So once you and your daughter get it, once you and your son get it, once you and your spouse, whatever, you can tweak it if you want. Once y'all get it, pass it on, because some people still struggling and ain't got it yet. You know, let them see how that light so bright. But let them know that the orchestrator is God. Let them know that the one that's making it all happen is God. God says, I got the heart, the king's heart in the hands of the Lord. I turn it the way I wish. He'll turn the heart. He will turn the heart. It could be a heart and a heart. He will turn the heart. If you just seek him, and like you said, you believe that God was going to heal your foot, you believe that God was going to do a thing, and you didn't want to have to keep explaining to people why it didn't look like it yet, because people don't see what you see. People ain't been told what you've been told. People don't believe what you believe. If you got faith, it was a mustard seed, God say, I'll do it. But you got to watch those doubters that try to come in and contaminate your belief. So, you know, mothers and daughters, it's a process. But you got to start somewhere, and if you start it, you got to keep on moving. But keep God at the head, because he's able. He's able. And I went a little all over the place just then, but he's able.
Amen. No, that's good.
And audience, that's good. And audience, that golden rule that Dr. Fletcher was talking about is in Matthew 7:12-14.
Okay. What I heard, Deborah, when you were talking about the mother not, you know, needing to tell the story, telling that story will keep that daughter's light on. You know, that
Absolutely.
Will keep her light on. You thinking it'll put the light out, but the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that will keep the light going, because then she's going to see that her mother really trusts her, her mother really believes in her to share that kind of information. And her light will get even brighter. But if you lie and they can feel that something ain't right, they know you're lying. They just don't know what it is, what part of the story is a lie. They know you're hiding something. Then you're just putting the light on. That's just like putting the cup on the candle. Because now you're putting her light out. And once her light out, she don't believe in you no more. She will look to somebody else for the light, like some little boy standing on the corner. All righty. This is good, ladies. I tell you, time went by fast. Lord have mercy. Hold on, I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
All right, ladies, that's our show. Thank you for sharing. I know somebody's blessed from these stories today. And thank the Holy Spirit for leading and guiding us today, in Jesus' name. All right,
Amen.
We'll see you next Saturday at 10 o'clock.
Bye,
audience.
Bye-bye.
Wow, what an awesome show. What an awesome show. I tell you, I wouldn't pick anybody else to be on here than these two ladies, because it just flows. We know that God put us together. Thank you, audience, and you have a blessed week. We'll see you next week. See what the Holy Spirit has to say. Bye-bye.